Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Our next guest will do a bit of eulogizing of the Will Muschamp era. We look ahead for the Gamecocks and get some thoughts on the Panthers as well. 10-year NFL linebacker, former Gamecock, Corey Miller, back with us on the Technicom hotline. Big man, how you been? Good to have you back.
Man, I'm doing great, brother, and hope you are. It's just really feeling like, you know, we're turning the corner with some winter weather or fall weather, I should say, 50 degrees and sunny, man, and it's football, baby. I'm ready to get popping.
Hey, I'm with you. So, what Ray Tanner said right there, I think you agree with largely. It was about wins, you know, not about the culture, not about the man. I've said this before that, you know, I've cracked some jokes about, you know, Will being the human neck roll. He just admitted he epitomizes everything that is football, you know, and he can be fiery and, you know, he can really hurt your feelings, but I know he's a nice guy. I know he's a good dude. I've spent some time around him. So I don't think anybody's dancing on his grave, so to speak. I do think there are a lot of relieved Gamecocks fans out there, though, that look at this as finally, you know, getting a new lease on life, so to speak. What do you make of it all?
Well, I'm going to say there are some fans, Gamecock fans, and yes, I'm calling them out. They are dancing on his grave, and it really just irks me to the umpteenth degree. I understand the buyout. I understand $270,000 for 49 months, you know, but that's the value production business that we're in when it comes to college football coaches, high-level college football coaching, that is. And I totally disagreed with Ray Tanner. I think Ray Tanner's a great person. I spent some time with him just months ago. And Coach Muschamp, who was getting ready to bring me in to do some chapel work. And this is not why I'm saying that, because I never did that because of the pandemic. But, listen, this has been a historically 500, little better program, okay, throughout the history of South Carolina. And I played there. It's not we had that 1 5-year run with Spurrier and the 3-11 win season and 42 wins in 4 years and all that kind of stuff. That was good. But, you know, it hadn't been a lot of success there. And even with Spurrier, they didn't win an SEC championship. They went down there and just got slaughtered by Cam Newton and Auburn. Okay? So my whole point is this. Will was having a hard last 13, 15 games. Whatever it is. I get that. And last year they came out, hey, this is the best talent we had. They go up to Bank of America Stadium against North Carolina. They lose. They lose Jake Bentley, a guy that's been around, so you got to play with a freshman last year and a lot of other freshmen. So you go 4-8. And then you got a pandemic. You don't have a spring. You don't have the typical summer. You don't have all the stuff that you need to do to develop, to spend time, to get the academic part right with these athletes. And you get a big win over Auburn, and then you struggle the last three games. You know, you're giving up about 48, 50 points a game. I get all of that, and you lose it. But this was a hard year, in my opinion, to make this decision. You know, I mean, there's other teams. Penn State hadn't won a game. Michigan's struggling. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are struggling. So South Carolina with a young football team, still trying to figure out who they are, trying to find an identity. And, yeah, it is the wins. Now, I understand that, Ray Tanner, but besides that five-year period, South Carolina ain't really won a ton of football games. I'm not saying you settle. I'm not saying that you accept. I'm saying that a program like South Carolina is an extremely difficult job unless you catch it like Spurrier did when South Carolina had some of the best talent in the country, KB, in the country, and the SEC East was extremely down, and they got the ball rolling. And then they dropped the ball because they stopped recruiting. They had a chance to do what Clemson did in Dabo, to turn the program around, but they had a coach who quit on them, and Steve Spurrier. And now you want to fire a man that's two games under 500 in his career. I got it. But a guy like Will Muschamp, it takes time to turn this program around. I'm sorry. But I know we live in a microwave society.
Yep.
But who are we, South Carolina fans? Who are we, Gamecock faithful, to think that we're above the norm? We're not. So if you don't give a coach time, whether it's Billy Napier or whomever you bring in, if you're going to give him 3-4 years and you think you're going to be in the SEC champions or college football playoffs, You're crazy. This is not an easy job. You got Florida, Georgia, Tennessee in your division. And by the way, Missouri, who came in, the Northern North members, they want more SEC East than South Carolina. Let's talk truth. So if you don't give a guy like Muschamp, who has changed the fabric of the program, who has changed the recruiting, the facilities are great. And by the way, the players love him. That's why they opted out. And to sit back, because more to come. Transfer, because players commit to coaches. They don't commit to the university. You can talk all that you want to. Players commit to the coach and the coaching staff. And you're going to see some issues. They just dug themselves another deep hole. I don't care who they bring in here, period.
I hear you. Hey, look, we're short on time here, so I'd love the passion. Let me say this, because last week when I brought this up, before they ever fired him, I asked you about the possibility of Hugh Freeze. You were a bit more complimentary of Hugh than I thought you might be. If I'm South Carolina, I'd be a little bit concerned about the past. I'd make sure that I, you know, structure that contract in a way that he couldn't burn you in the same way that he burned Ole Miss. You know, do you think they're all in on Freeze, or do you think they're looking harder at Billy Napier down at UL Lafayette? Who makes the most sense, do you think, for the next chapter of this program?
You know, I would go Hugh Freeze just because he said he won an offensive-minded guy, been in the SEC, has some success, albeit how he got it. We can talk about that later. But I think they're all in on Hugh Freeze, and everybody's talking about his past. Well, we're a country of forgiveness. If you know, being a preacher, I'm about it. 70 times 7, you forgive him. He's moving on. He's still with his family. Let's go. But if not, I still like Billy Napier. I know him very well, and I think he can do the same thing. They want an offensive-minded coach. Those, to me, will be the best two options, and we'll see what's happening. But again, if you're going to be impatient, if you're not going to wait, KB, somewhere or another down the road, brother, we're going to be having this conversation again.
You ain't wrong about that, buddy. Hey, let me get a thought from you on Carolina real quick, because they're coming off an unprecedented streak, and I brought this up earlier. You've heard me talk about it. I don't think it's an excuse. I don't think we should just overlook some of the losses because of this fact, but it is remarkable. They just set an NFL record in facing six straight former league MVPs and Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks. That was a tough stretch, and on top of that, they've had statistically the toughest schedule in the NFC. So nobody should be shocked that they've lost five straight games, especially with this roster. But I think most of us are still pretty optimistic about the short to long-term future of this team. They get Detroit coming to town on Sunday. Matt Stafford is going to be playing with a partially torn ligament in his thumb, is what it sounds like. This is not a world-beating Lions team, but they're not bad either, and they're playing for their head coach's job as well. Given all that, and the Panthers are a two-point favorite right now, what do you expect to see Sunday at Bank of America Stadium?
I don't know, man. I couldn't go anyway. I still think even with a torn ligament, you still got Matthew Stafford, in my opinion, one of the best quarterbacks, top seven quarterbacks in the league. That can still spin it. He got some weapons, the run game. They can run the football. So we'll see what the defense is going to do. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen with McCaffrey or Bridgewater. I know they were saying day-to-day with his situation, so they're banged up too. I think it's a toss-up. And again, I never thought that this was going to be more than a 5-6 win season for the Panthers anyway. I'm just thrilled how they've been competing and playing, except for last week, the second half. They got blown out. But other than that, they've been in about every game, man. So I think as a Panther fan, you got to be excited. At least they're playing hard with a bunch of young guys. But obviously, they need a lot of help. And I saw you say, it is another decent draft. But, I mean, they need a lot of help, bro. And they'll get better, that's for sure. And I think next year for me is what I'm looking at, to see what kind of progression do they make as a football team. But right now, I don't really have any kind of crazy expectations from this program, except continue to compete and play hard.
No, I'm with you. I think you said something important right there, that so long as they don't make drastic changes to this roster and the plan is just to build on what they have going into next year, I think it's fair to ratchet up the expectations and believe that they should be considerably and noticeably better. And I think vying for a playoff spot at the absolute very least. Last thing. And I'll let you go on this, because I want to get back to the NFL, or rather the college football weekend. We've seen a bunch of games canceled already, and we've seen the SEC dealing with this last week. The Big Ten is now dealing with it. The ACC's had more games canceled. There's been some talk of delaying the college football playoff, delaying the national championship game. They have the power to do more than that if they need to accommodate all of this. Ultimately, what would you like to see the college football playoff committee to do to make this national championship work in a way that fits with everything they're dealing with in 2020?
KB, I was always the person that said, listen, Why even have a championship this year? Why even have a Heisman Trophy winner? It's not going to be fair because you got all these issues. Games canceled. Guys not going to be able to play the games that they need to. There's always going to be a problem. I don't care. You can push back. Somebody gets COVID in the college football playoffs, can't play. I mean, we just got to suck this thing up. Hey, they played some games. They entertained us as best as they could. But I don't think they should be a college football champion this year. I don't. Because it's going to boil down to luck and who can get through. I mean, more than play on the field. What about the Heisman? Trevor Lawrence has missed two games. I mean, you know, he can't win the Heisman now. No way. I mean, so let's just kind of just enjoy the season, try to play as many games as you can play. And I think we should focus on the 2021. Now that we're talking about we got, you know, there's a vaccine and some meds. So let's focus more on 2021. I just think this year it's going to be hard to do. And I don't think anybody's going to really accept whoever becomes the national champion. It's going to be an asterisk right there.
Well, it may have to be that, but they're still going to play these games. There's too much money at stake not to, and I think we figured that out pretty well by now.
Well, money, baby. Hey, KB, let me just say, man, I'm looking forward to being up in Charlotte with you with my new ministry that I joined their team. I'm packing it, man. So a ministry for fans, athletes. And so I'm going to be spending a lot more time in the Queen City, bro. So hope to be able to come and see you, man.
Well, if that means I get to see you more, man, I'm happy for you and already happy for you anyway. Unpacking it. Sounds great, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you next week. I know that much.
All right. Blessings, brother. Yes, thank you.